tactical, it comes in handy when you're away from your radios. And it keeps you in touch, and I've used it a few times in the car. It works okay. You deal with the lag and the noise and whatnot, but for the most part, yeah, it's a nice way of staying in touch. So technology marches on, K9DFP.
It's true. Guaranteed for sure on that. I got a new vehicle now. Not a new vehicle. Well, it's new to me. So new used vehicle. And I used to have a Pontiac Montana van. I ended up having like three different radios in that thing, three different antennas. Oh, man, it was terrible, in a matter of speaking. So this vehicle I can't mess up. So I haven't made any concrete decisions yet, but I am deciding what to put in the vehicle. One radio, one antenna, that's it. So obviously my 220 antenna is probably going to be a Comet. I've got one, a Comet SBB224 tri-band mobile antenna. So that's definitely going to probably be the antenna, but I'm not totally sure what radio I'm going to have in there. I haven't quite made up my mind yet, and got a lot of thinking to do there. I was thinking about the Anytone 578, Anytone 578 mobile, because that does 220, even though it's a low 5 watts, that's it. So I'm thinking about that, but it also has TMR capability, which is kind of important around here a little bit. So I have TMR, I have 2 meter, 440, and 2 meter. So that may just have to be what covers it all for right now. Back to you.
Yeah, well, currently we're using a TYT. It's only 220 here, but it puts out a decent amount of wattage, so it helps with hitting the repeater hard enough. So yeah, I like it, but it is limited in frequency.